further from the truth, those 20% of UFO reports that continue to elude identification are true UFOs, representing a phenomenon that is both as enormous in scope and as puzzling as any science has tried unsuccessfully to explain. In this book, we are not talking about reports that arise from misidentifications of the planet Venus, or of high-altitude balloons, or of meteors, or of aircraft, or of reflections in windows, etc., but about this large core of true UFOs. Over the years, so much research has been done on UFOs by organizations in this and other countries, especially France and England, and the case studies of true UFOs in the files of these organizations and of many private investigators are so numerous that when one takes the trouble to look seriously at the total picture revealed by such studies, no question remains about the reality of the UFO phenomenon. There is more to UFOs than fools the eye, might be a good paraphrase of the familiar adage. One of the authors, J. Allen Hynek, was charged for years with the responsibility of trying to identify UFOs reported to the United States Air Force, and he succeeded in 4/5 of the cases. He approached the subject as a complete skeptic. It was he who, in 1966,